Let us pray. Holy God, we need your word, its guidance, its encouragement, its hope. Help us to be honest with ourselves and with you, as your word is proclaimed by your people and illumined by your spirit. Amen. Nancy will do our reading.
This week, we have another epiphany, another revelation of who God is. In the first of seven signs Jesus performs in John, God is revealed as one who can turn water into wine. Let's listen for the word of God as I read from John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concerns that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. And now, I would like to introduce our friend Joel. Are you there, Joel? I believe.
Yes, I am.
And are you, we didn't talk beforehand, but are you ready to do a little time with our younger disciples and our young at heart disciples?
Yes, I am. All righty. So, hello, children of God. As always, it's great. So have you ever seen a miracle, or do you even know what a miracle is? It's something that just shouldn't be physically possible. It might seem like it's a magic trick, you know? There are plenty of times throughout the Bible that we read of Jesus doing amazing miracles. He did things to help people that may seem just impossible, yet nothing is impossible with God's help. Do you know what the first miracle that Jesus ever did was? Well, what he did was he transformed some water into wine. You see, Jesus was at a wedding, and in those days, weddings lasted a few days, and it included a lot of eating and drinking and celebration. Well, something unfortunate happened. The wedding ran out of wine. That would be like going to a birthday and not having any cake. It would make the host look really bad in front of the guests. And the guests would be very upset. Now, running out of wine might not seem like the most important thing to be concerned about, but Jesus's mother, Mary, knew that he would care and that he could do something about the situation. So she came over to Jesus and told him about what was going on. At first, he tried to tell her it wasn't his time yet to demonstrate God's power, but Mary believed in him. She knew he could do anything, and she told the servants to obey his instructions and do whatever he told them to do. So Jesus told them to fill some large jars up with water and then serve that water to the master of the house. They did exactly what he said to do. They filled up the jars, and when they went and served the master the water, it turned into wine. Not only that, it was the best kind of wine, and he commended the groom for saving the best wine for later in the celebration. With that belief of Mary and the obedience of the servants, Jesus kept the guests well supplied of their wine. This miracle, the first one we read about in the Bible, reminds us of a couple of special things. First, it tells us that God truly cares about our lives, even in the smallest details. He wants us to enjoy life, and even something like running out of drinks matters to him. We also see how important it is to trust in what Jesus can do. Do you know what else is awesome about this story? This was not the last miracle Jesus did. He did a lot of amazing things during his life on earth. But did you know he continues to do miracles even now? When you think about it, there are many miraculous miracles that happen every single day. Even just waking up in the morning and taking a breath, or continue walking down the street and meeting someone new, are considered to be miracles. Jesus is present always with us. He loves us. He cares for us. He can make amazing things happen in our lives, whether it's something as simple as finding your favorite flavor of ice cream, or healing after being hurt or sick. God is working on every aspect of our lives, and he's already done the greatest miracle, conquering death to pay for our sins. So we can give thanks each and every day for all the moments, big and small, in which we can recognize the presence of Christ. So let's pray and thank God for the marvelous miracles every day. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for everyday miracles and for caring about everything we do. Help us to listen to you and do your will. Please help us to trust and obey. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.